Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again. We step into the amazing world of the Bible. This is one of a number of stories. Jesus' friends, his disciples, played a really important part. And today we're going to look at Andrew, the fisherman, who was so good at introducing other people to Jesus. But before we start, we're going to pause and we're going to ask for God to help us as we open his word. So will you talk to God with me? Will you pray? He's here. He's listening. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us understand your word and to make it come alive and talk into our lives today. As we learn about Jesus' friend Andrew, help us to hear your voice, encouraging us to be like Andrew, introducing people to Jesus. Amen. Andrew was a fisherman. There was lots of fishing in the Bible. Can you imagine every morning? Mom, what's for breakfast? Fish. We had fish yesterday. There was a lot of fishing because Jesus lived and worked by the Sea of Galilee. Now, every morning, Andrew and his brother Simon pushed their boat into the water, threw out the nets for the best catch they could. Now, fishing wasn't easy work. There were storms, and you had to have sea legs because the boat bubbled up and down. Some days they caught plenty. Some days they worked really hard and caught nothing at all. But Andrew didn't mind. While he worked, he often thought about something greater. You see, Andrew had been listening to a man in the desert, John the Baptist. John was a strange character. He wore wild animal skins. He ate locusts. And he spoke of somebody great who was coming to their land, someone from God who was better than any prophet or king that had come before. Andrew was amazed at these stories. The Messiah is near, John had whispered. The Messiah was the promised one, God coming into this world as Jesus. Andrew's heart had begun to burn with hope. One morning by the sparkling waters of Lake Galilee, they weren't rough at all that day. Andrew was cleaning his nets. He and his brother Simon Peter had been out fishing all night. And do you know how many fish they'd caught? None. None at all. But they needed to eat. They were tired. They were hungry. And, I suspect, they were quite fed up. Something good was about to happen. The sun was rising, turning the lake gold, when a crowd began to gather nearby. Jesus was there. He was teaching on the shore, relaying parables, stories about how much God loved them. The people pressed closer and closer, hungry for his words. Jesus turned suddenly to look directly at Andrew. He called out, "Hey, would you let me use your boat for a little while?" Of course, Andrew replied, and his thinking it was really rather strange. And his brother, Simon Peter, joined in. They knew who Jesus was, especially Andrew, who had been listening to John the Baptist. They pushed the boat a short way into the water, and Jesus sat down to teach from there, his voice carrying with love and with power across the waves. When he'd finished speaking, he turned to Andrew and Simon Peter and said, "Now go to deeper water and let down your nets for a catch." Andrew blinked. "Master," he said, "we worked hard all night and caught nothing." "But, okay, because you say so, we will try again." Andrew wasn't really convinced. So they rowed out into the deep water and lowered their nets. Suddenly, The nets jerked tight. Fish filled the nets more and more and more until they began to tear. Andrew's eyes went wide. He called to his brother, "Simon Peter, look at this. Quick, call the others." They waved to their friends, James and John, in the other boat. Soon, both boats were overflowing with fish. It was filling so quickly with flapping fish that the boat was about to sink. Andrew looked at Jesus, amazed. He knew in that moment that this was no ordinary man. It was just as John the Baptist had said. This was someone sent by God. When they reached the shore, Simon Peter fell to his knees and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy, I'm not fit to be near you." But Jesus smiled and said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." Andrew felt his heart leap with joy. He didn't understand what this meant yet, but he knew one thing for certain. He wanted to follow Jesus forever. So Andrew, Peter, James and John left their nets behind, the boats, the fish, everything, and walked after Jesus into a brand new life. From that day on, Andrew, Peter and others followed Jesus everywhere. And Andrew, though he wasn't the loudest or the most famous of Jesus' disciples, he was always there, always quietly bringing others to Jesus. Andrew was the first disciple. He invited his brother, Simon Peter. And they invited more and more people. Do you remember the story of the boy with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? It was Andrew who brought that boy to Jesus. Andrew had a gift. He noticed people, especially those who were small or forgotten, and he led them to the Lord. Sometimes following Jesus doesn't mean standing in the spotlight. Sometimes it means being like Andrew, quietly pointing others towards Jesus. Shall we pray to Jesus now? Let's be still. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your friend Andrew and his willingness to invite other people to meet you. Help us to let people know that we love Jesus, that we go to church, that we pray, that we have an amazing God who is real. Use us as a signpost to draw our family and friends into the kingdom of God, that they may meet Jesus and live beautiful and amazing lives. Amen. Right, I'm off to go fishing for people. See you soon.